Okay, welcome everyone. Let me tell you how today's call is going to go. So what this is me welcoming you officially to PNP. I know that so many of you have been waiting a long time to be here and you're just excited as all get out to figure out what the hell is this PNP all about, how's this going to change my life and all the things. So what I wanted to do today was go through how I would best start you, like the most important things that you need to know about joining, about getting started, about like typical things that are going to come up. This is a call really designed to help you like start off and identify the pace at which it's going to work best for you. Everything in PNP is self-paced. Everything. Every single thing that we do is self-paced. And so what I want to do today is teach you how to pace yourself, how to identify like what it is that's going to work for you and what things we have that I want you focusing on the most in the beginning. So this call is a Zoom call, first of all. So for a lot of you, this is your very first time to do a Zoom call. This particular one is where I am going to be doing a presentation to you, and you're not going to see me until the very end. So I won't be on the screen. The other thing is I won't see you either. So if you are in your underwear, your kids are running like crazy around in the background or whatever, it's fine. So the other thing is I can't hear you either. So on this call, it's us and I'm going to teach you. And at the very end, I will come back on screen and then I will answer some questions. You do not need to raise your hand today. Raising your hand is only when I am going to call someone on screen to actually coach and talk to me. Today, we're not doing that. That is called a coaching call, and coaching calls are on your calendar, and we'll talk more about that later. If you have a question, you can post it in the chat first. A lot of stuff can be answered inside the chat today that won't need to be answered during this little workshop. I really want to keep this one focused and targeted so that everybody that listens to it after is like, oh my God, I seriously feel so much better. I know exactly what to do now. I know where to ask my questions. I know at what pace I should do it. I'm good. And if you do have questions about how things work in PNP, you can put those in the Q&A, and at the end, I'll start going through those, okay? But if you have, like, say you're already taking some class, some courses or some lessons and stuff, and you're like, I don't know about sleep, and I don't know about the hunger scale, post it in the chat. You've got elders galore over there, and they'll talk to you throughout this. And we have a coach, Coach Betsy, over there. All right. So the first thing is I want you to remember why you are here. All of you joined because you wanted something. So what were you thinking and wanting for your future self? I think this is really important because as you work through the No BS lessons, guys, you're going to make a daily plan every single day. And in order for you to actually want to do the plan, in order for the plan to feel compelling, to feel like you need to do it, you have to remember why it's so important to you. Because when the things get tough and when things get confusing and when you start being unsure, the only way that we know how to keep going is if we tie it back to why all this shit's important to us. I'm a big believer in purpose. And understanding, like, you know, when I'm not going to eat at 8 o'clock at night, I need to remember why this is so important. When I'm not going to have a snack at 3 o'clock because I'm tired, I need to remember why this is so important to sit there without a snack and it not feel good. There's just so much opportunity in your weight loss for you to change and to become someone you love and respect and think is like got their own back. But to get there, you have to prove you have your own back, which means there's going to be times you follow through because you want to be that person, want to be that person who meets her goals, who does the things she says she's going to do. So we're going to go through PNP from scratch, y'all. Since many of you are also elders, I just want you to like congratulate yourself for being here, because it's not easy. Sometimes elders like don't want to come back and do the basics again, but they do because they know, like, all right, I've had this amount of success. You know what I need to do? I need to go back like a beginner's mindset and see if I've missed anything. Sometimes you go through it the first time and you run into lots of obstacles. It doesn't necessarily all click until you do it the second time. So whatever reason you're here today, guys, whether you're brand spanking new or you're doing this because you are like, you know what? My journey never ends. I'm going to be here. Just, I want you to like really celebrate that you are here. Now, each time you do the orientation, guys, every single time you do the planner course and every single time you do the No BS weight loss course, I want you to remember that you're going to be doing it from a newbie mindset no matter what. Every single time you do it, you're a different person and you will be hearing different things. So all of you are here today and every single person is going to go through orientation. They're going to go through the planner course. They're going to go through No BS, those first three key steps. But I want to tell you, you're probably going to get good at doing about 25% of what you learn the first time. All of my perfectionists, go ahead, pass out and die on the floor right now. What? We're not going to be 100% perfect. I'm highly motivated. You don't know me. Bull. Here's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to learn about 25% of the shit that I say. The course has to have all of it. I can't just be like, well, we're only going to like put 25% in, y'all. Otherwise, nobody would lose weight. The whole point of all of this is so that every time you go back, you learn the next 25% and you learn the next 25%. And every single time you go through it, you'll have certain areas you've already like adopted, understand, and gotten good at. And then you'll hear the areas the first time was like, that shit flew over my head. Some of it's supposed to the first time. Don't get caught up in thinking you're supposed to understand every single thing that I say. This is a layering process. So I want you to make sure that you're willing to listen again and every single time think, what's going to be my next 25% that I pick up? Listen from that ear of every single time I can hear this different and I can pick new things. So just never do things just once. I'm going to tell you that one of the reasons why I am so successful in all the things, why I have been able to build my own business from scratch and lose 100 pounds and just several things that I've been able to do in my lifetime. It is all because when I decide to do something, I go to work on learning. And I always go to work on learning from knowing and humbling myself to the process that I'm not going to get it the first time. This course is about the sixth time I've rewritten it. Because every single time I humble myself to the idea that I've changed, that I've researched, that I've learned, that I've watched you guys and studied, and I am willing to throw it away every single time and redo it and not think that I must have been an idiot the way I created it, but that I owe it to myself to always rise to the next level. And I think it's the same thing with you guys. I want you to always be willing to humble yourself to, there's always something to learn. I'm never going to be perfect, and that's okay. So here's what we're going to learn today. How to best learn and pace yourself in P&P, where to start, how to get the most out of that planner, the keys to finishing your No BS Like a Boss, and a little bit about the community and the coaches so you know who's here to support you. So the first thing I want to do is I want to just talk a little bit about the keys to successful learning, because I think it's really important to understand how to learn. There are four keys. The first one is imagine the outcome. So a lot of people start learning for the sake of learning, and that's fine if you're not trying to lose weight, but that's not you. We are learning because we have purpose and a vision of where we want to go. So we want to make sure that you are understanding that I will get to my goal when I know where my goal is. So what I've done for you to make your learning easier in PNP is what I have built into the planner three ways to make sure this is happening. The first one is every single day you will write your compelling reason. The compelling reason is the big fancy word for why the fuck you want to lose weight. That's it. Like, don't like be like, oh my God, big words, Corinne. No. All I want you to do every single day is write your compelling reason. Now, it can change every day. It could stay the same for 3 months. It does not matter. All you need to do is write it down each day and take a wild guess. The other thing that you're going to be doing that helps you imagine your outcome is every day you're going to do your four circles. So in your planner, when you get it, there will be these four circles and you will set goals. Some of you freak out about the 1 year. If you do not want to set a 1 year weight loss goal, change it to 60 days. I do mine every 60 days. I just scribble out 1 year. You get to do this however you want. Make it work for you. Resist the urge to be overwhelmed, confused, not knowing. Always ask yourself, if I was going to make this work, what is the next decision I would make? Rather than, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Guys, I want you to think about your children. If all they ever did was run around screaming that they don't know what to do, and you're like, put your next sock on, put your pants on, get your homework done, you would be so frustrated and tired. So don't frustrate and tire yourself with your own, like, I don't know what to do shit. Always do this. PNPtribe.com, log in. Step one, orientation. Step two, planner course. Step three, no BS. You watch things in order. You do not go out of order. You do not go all over the website. You do not click buttons for the sake of clicking buttons. You do not act like you don't know what to do. You know what you do? Oh, step one probably means I should do step one. Step two, oh, that probably means I should do step two. Step three, oh, fuck, I probably should just do step three. That's it. Everything else is like your fear and insecurities, and you are going to have to force yourself to override your fears and insecurities. They are there to just keep you from doing. They are not there to help you. They are there to tell you you're getting ready to embark on new things. Saddle up and let's go. So the other thing that you're going to do is you are also going to be writing down a thought you would like to start believing about yourself every day. This is how we go from being someone who's losing weight because they're scared to death to someone who's losing weight because they know what they want out of life. People who know what they want out of life are way more determined and motivated. They're very focused on what they want. People who are scared to death are fearing what they don't want and trying to use fear as a way to lose weight. And all they end up doing, I want you to think about this. How many times have you overate or binged because you were scared of something? If you have, then you have to immediately dead stop using fear as a motivator because it won't work. Your brain knows that fear is a sign to send up food urges. So the more you can tell yourself where you want to go and generate feelings of determination and motivation, the less food cravings you end up having. The second thing is, I want you to think of all of the video lessons in the planner course, the orientation, and no BS as your starting point. Most people, what they do is they consume lots of podcasts and they read the books and they do all, like, I'm going to listen to every single thing. Like, I got on here and you have like 5,000 videos. I guess I should watch all of them, right? No. You do step one, which is your orientation. You click the buttons. You do step two, which is the planner course. You click the buttons when you're finished. Then you do step three, which is you go through the no BS and you click the buttons as you finish. Each time you finish, you need to make sure that you put it into action. Because what most people do is they listen and they become consumption junkies and they don't do anything with it. They're like, oh my God, this is so great, motivating. You're so like, amen, girl, preach hands. But what I need you to do is be willing to take it further. If you don't, the concepts that I teach you, the motivational things you'll hear me say, they'll be blurry unless you tie them to action. So the most successful people in PNP, all of our losers, they start with the videos and then they move on. What they do is they create additional opportunities to experience what they learn in each video. They talk about what they're learning with friends, with family, or their accountability group. They start watching the other people in the Facebook group and they discuss and give out ways that they're making things work or ask, how are you making it work? They know that the videos, that's just one place where the information in PNP lives. That's where it just lives. But they go to work and they make it come to life in their life by doing their planner each day, writing down, like taking notes. This is what I learned. Doing the worksheets, even when they don't want to, so that they can start seeing how their small changes can add up to big results in their weight loss. And the next thing is, you don't fuck the whole day up when saving the day is an option. We have to start making our failure feel safe. There's only so much that you're going to be able to learn from being successful at like your eating and stuff from the beginning, guys. So the real learning is going to come from you being willing to test food, push past the boundaries of what you think you're willing to eat or willing to do or willing to skip, experimenting with your hunger sometimes, stopping before you want to just see if you will be hungry 30 minutes later. That's called experimenting. That's called risking some failure. The girls in PNP who've lost their weight, they often do more going against what they think they should be doing. They hear themselves think, I should do this, and they're like, I don't know, should I? Because so much of our programming is old bullshit, which is what we help you uncover and no BS. So my successful girls, they think they can't like, or like people will start thinking things like, I can't let go of counting calories. It's no fun to skip dessert when everyone else is having it. A realistic plan, oh my God, Corinne, you don't know me, it ain't gonna work here. Successful people, what they do is they hear that kind of shit and they start questioning how they're thinking like that in exchange for risking failure to see if what they think is even true. So they actually skip dessert to see if it's a complete shit show. Is it horrible? Is it everything they've made it up to be in their mind? They quit counting calories and start listening to their body to see what actually will happen rather than worrying about what will happen. They start creating the realistic plans rather than saying it won't work for me and then creating unrealistic plans every day that they should be eating and then face downing in a like cheesecake at night. They start creating the realistic plan and learning. When you try new things, you start to learn how things work, guys. And of course, you also start learning how they don't work. This time, anytime you take on something challenging or unfamiliar, you are going to stumble and fall. That part's just coming. And I get it. Most of us, we don't like looking foolish. We don't like being less than perfect. We don't like the idea of our dreams and hopes of being healthy being threatened because we think we can't do something after a mistake. The more frustrated and discouraged you get, the more you're going to want to give up, guys. Your job is not, though, to avoid trying things so that you don't risk feeling bad. That's called playing small. That's what teenagers and children do. Your job is to try new things and make mistakes mean something completely different than you've ever been willing to in your life. You will be much more willing to keep trying if you decide upfront that weight loss is now your new invitation to see what currently isn't working with your food and hunger so you can start figuring your shit out to lose weight. We aren't here in PNP so that you can get it right after a video you watch. What we're here for is to get you in the game and figure out how to play all the way to the finish, regardless of what's happening on the playing field on the way there. Ultimately, it's going to be the act of overcoming your overeats and your failures that are really going to be the things that are going to teach you exactly what you need to know to keep the weight off in the long run. And the last thing is, you got to make accountability fun and motivating. Some people, they just work harder when they're accountable to others or for how they're showing up. Most people will show up differently on weekends. They'll show up differently at night and all these, just in the afternoons when they have snacky time, procrastinating and stuff, when they know that they have accountability partners who are going through the same thing as them and everybody's working together. You just start getting ideas when you have some accountability with others on how to level up in ways that you might not be able to see. And one of the nice things in PNP is that we make it our mission that if you want help, you want a group, we will help place you. I'm going to tell you how to go find that later on. So, warning, you're not supposed to get all of it the first time. I see a lot of people blow up and quit when they go through no BS and think it's just so much to learn. It is. It's a lot to learn because you've got a lot of bullshit we've got to overcome. You probably got 30 or 40 years of learned old ass crap. If you can spend 30 or 40 years learning that shit, give me a few months. Give yourself a few months. This is why we're going to do it a few times. This is why we're going to go through no BS and listen to the lessons over and over again so that you can pull out the parts you know that you can do right now and save the others for later. Because you don't get behind the wheel of a car and hit the interstate for the first time ever. That's not how we all learned how to drive. You get the whole car the first time, but you learn one thing at a time. You learn how to park, put that shit in drive, and go slow through a parking lot. I present this material in as many bite-sized chunks as I can so that you can be listening and thinking about how it can work for you, and then go do it. So save some of the stuff for later. It's going to be step one, step two, and step three. That is going to get you success. So I want to give you a really good example. As you go through the lesson called the four basics, and let's say you know that water and sleep doesn't require a lot of mental energy for you. It's like, I can do that. Like, I've got that on lock. I know what I'm doing with water and sleep. So you start there. Making a daily plan, though, you think, okay, I really want to get in the habit of making my daily plan, it being realistic, but I am just not sure if I can track my hunger scale plus make a plan and do all the things. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to do water and sleep, and I'm going to get really good at just planning foods and work on getting comfortable doing that part. I'm going to get to where I'm planning and thinking about my day, and then I can add the hunger scale stuff in like a week or two. After you plan a week or two, you start focusing on one side of the hunger scale. You pick, you know what? I think it would be easier for me to wait until I'm hungry than it will be to stop when I'm satisfied. So rather than do all of it, I'm going to start with one side and get really good at that piece now. Now I'm already planning, I'm already drinking water, and I'm already sleeping. So while you're still doing those things, you start waiting until you're hungry. And rather than adding more no BS lessons, you might just be like, okay, I'm going to pause here, but I'm going to listen to maybe a coaching call or two. Maybe I'll find my accountability group now. Maybe I'll just re-listen to the lessons. The point of all this, though, is there's not going to be a right or wrong. I promise you, there's not one single thing that you're going to push play inside of PNP tribe and go like, well, that just, fuck, I don't even know how the hell I could learn anything from that. I make sure that everything ties back to stuff about our weight loss. That's my job. So sitting back and overwhelmed and being overwhelmed and scared, guys, it's going to be a choice. It's not just something that's happening to you. It's always going to be because you're choosing to look at all of it and decide there must be a right way, and I for fuck sure don't know what it is. Rather than there is no right way, you should probably push play on something that looks interesting. And there's also a tribe of women who are ahead of you, and that's going to be a good thing. You are going to see people talk about shit that have been here for years. And you're going to be like, what the hell? Or someone who joined on the same day as you loves to turbo jam, and she got all the time in the world. She's got a 2-hour commute every single day. And you're going to be like, what the fuck? I'm behind. Listen, having successful people blazing the trail ahead of you is never a bad thing. And it doesn't mean you're behind. It means you have a clearer path in front of you. I'm the first one who blazed the trail for you guys. I had a machete and there were snakes and all kinds of bullshit coming at me. You want to have people ahead of you. You want to have people experiencing success. You want to see things that you don't know, so you it will beg you to ask the question, tell me more about that, rather than I must be some broke-ass, confused bitch who never can get it straight. Guys, come on. We can think way better than that. We are women. We do not have to think like that. Do not oppress yourself that way. Ask questions. Pick up tidbits. Love that people are ahead of you. It means that it can be done. It does not mean you can't do it. You also have coaches. These are our coaches, Coach Betsy, MJ, and Coach Kathy. They are all in Ask Coaches. So when you are on pnptribe.com and you go to Ask Coaches, if you have questions, if you're like, you know, you need to know what to do, or maybe you like you don't understand something, post and we'll help you. And I'll tell you more about that later. You've also got community support. You have Missy, who's lost 150 pounds. She started off as a groupie way back in the day, listening to the podcast. You've got Mary Jo, who's our community manager, who makes sure that the Facebook group is organized, like lets you guys in, cheers you on. And Heidi, she's been with, I forget how much Heidi's lost, like 60 or 70 pounds, maybe even 80. These ladies know what it's like. I surround you with the best help there is. They've all been in the tribe. They've all experienced what you've experienced. And they are, these ladies are in the Facebook group. Our coaches, they are over in pnptribe.com. You will see them on coaching calls. You will see them on Q&As. You will see them at NASC Coaches along with me. And you will see our community people along with the 31 mentors, some of which are in the chat now. If you're a mentor, will you please type in right now, hashtag mentor, so that people can see you. And if you happen to be the leader of a subgroup, every subgroup has its own mentor. Tell them which subgroup you are a mentor of. So no one's ever lost their weight and said, shit, that took way too long. That just doesn't happen. So remember when you start to get impatient, that impatience is very easy to do. Overwhelm is very easy to do. Confusion, another one, is just easy to do. You know why? Impatience, overwhelm, and confusion don't require you to do jack shit. You get to sit back and whine. You get to sit back and do nothing. And very often when we're impatient and when we are confused and overwhelmed, we reward ourselves with a smack for having those emotions. Guys, the shit train stops right now. Staying on track anyway, when you are impatient, when you are confused and overwhelmed, guess what? It builds discipline and determination. And that's how you learn those skills. So when it feels like it's taking too long, you need to tell yourself that's bullshit. You know what takes too long? Eating because it takes too long. Pulling restrictive diet tricks out of my bag that's failed me every single time. That's what's wrong. I need to do a check on myself right now. So I want to ask you, before we start doing the step 1, 2, and 3, make sure you're getting our emails. If, as of right now, you should have gotten 2 emails from us. Number one is one that welcomed you with a login. And it had the first steps that we're going to cover now, which are your orientation, your planner, and your No BS weight loss course. We sent you a second email welcoming you one more time, repeating those first three steps. And that email did not have a login in it. The second email is the most important one. That is the one that often goes into spam, junk, promotions tabs, and firewalls eat it, and all kinds of bullshit. So if you did not get that email, all you have to do is email us at support@pnptribe.com, and then we will make sure that you are on the list. But if you've got two emails, you do not need to email us. All you need to know is, did I get two? If I got two, I'm good. If you didn't get a second one without a login, please check junk, spam, and promo tabs. If you find us over there, move us to your inbox. Put us on your safe senders list. You do not want to be missing our emails, or you'll be like, I don't know when anything's happening. I don't know. We will be communicating with you through email. So, orientation. It is step one. This is where I want everyone to start because it's going to help you. This is the homepage of PNP. If you click on homepage, this is what you're going to see. The very first thing, when you log in, the very first thing you see is step one, complete your orientation. So if you don't know where to start, guess what? Start with step one, which is complete your orientation. All you have to do is click that big pink button that says start orientation. That will take you to the lessons. And if you're on this call and you have not completed your orientation, please in the chat, promise me that when this call is over, you will go do it. If you can't promise me that you will do it after this call, then I want you to get off this call right now and go do orientation, and you can come back or you can watch the replay of this call later. But I want you to go through orientation. I go through in there welcoming you and talking to you about commitment and installing the Private Member Podcast. The Private Member Podcast is so helpful, everybody. That's where you're going to see the vault of all recorded calls and videos from me. If I say it or a coach records it, it goes immediately in there. Within 24 hours, every now and then we miss our 24-hour deadline because, you know, my assistant, she does have to have a day off every now and then, just saying. But most of the time, calls will go up within 24 hours in the Private Member Podcast. So everything that's in the Tribe Live feed that you install in your Private Member Podcast, it's called optional content. You'll see that we're going to put out a lot of good stuff to meet the needs of the variety of women that we serve. Some of you like really short bite things, while others of you, you want the big ass long calls. Corinne, talk for 2 hours, please. I love it. The key to remember is that all of our live calls, our workshops like this, and our quickie motivational videos, they're just optional content. It's there for you after you finish your No BS weight loss course. You can listen to all the stuff you want, guys. But I watch a lot of people start clicking away and thinking, I don't know how to do all this. Well, the answer is simple. You aren't supposed to do all of that, so quit thinking that. Stop clicking on things and go in order. Think of PNP like going to a library, guys. Remember back in the day in high school when we had to do papers and you had to actually go to the library and you had to like look up a book, get out an encyclopedia and do some shit? Okay. Well, none of you walked in going, oh shit, I got to read every book in the library so I can finish my paper. From Huck Finn to the Z in the Encyclopedia Britannica. No, that is the same mindset if you start looking at our videos going, I think you put out like 7 this week. How am I going to get through all the content? You don't. You don't, unless you want to. You're not supposed to read every book so you can finish the paper. You're not supposed to listen to every video so you can lose the weight. You don't go to Google and search something and notice it returned 20 pages of results and be like, well, shit, I can't get my answer until I read all 20 articles. We don't do that. So don't do it here. We click on what's most relevant or most recent, and we just go. Step two is the planner. So the next thing I want you to do is the planner. Just like your emails from us stated, you're going to either get a planner from me, which you can just order one. You can order the purse size or the regular, or you can print your own. We have all the sheets there. And I'm just going to tell you, we have some digital divas in the house who were like, girl, I'm all about my iPad. I need to put that shit in my good notes. Can I do that? Yes. I don't care how you do it, guys. Just get it done. So you can set your planner up however it best works for you. If you want to do the planner course before your planner gets here, great. If you want to wait on the planner course to do it until your planner gets here and you want to start in OBS, guess what? Great. Pace yourself and do it in a way that's going to make sense to you. Some of you are riding high on motivation and momentum right now, and you want to keep riding the wave. So rather than pausing and waiting for your planner, just start in OBS. For some of you, that would be overwhelming to listen to lessons that you don't have all the things for yet. You have two choices. Wait until your planner gets here, or print a few pages of the printer out or the planner out to tide you over, and then go. Either way, just be in a reality check. What's going to work best for me? If you wait, don't risk not picking back up because you're waiting on the perfect day to start. So I designed the planner to go perfectly along with your No BS. What my planner course does is it helps you start thinking. You probably came to PNP because you wanted more than just simple food plans and tricks to lose your weight because they just haven't worked for you in the past. And they haven't worked in the past because your mindset around losing weight didn't get a plan. Your life didn't get a plan. And that's what this planner does. I want you to think of your PNP planner like your life plan. It's going to help you see what you want to do, where you want to go, and how to start feeling better. Nobody teaches us how to feel better. They just tell us to do something in hopes we'll feel better. But there are ways to learn how to feel better just by re-engineering how you decide to think every single day. I also designed the course to be quick so that it can help you. It's going to take a lot of that worry and fear out of journaling and planning your day. So the neat thing about the planner is you cannot do the planner wrong unless you aren't doing it. So don't get in there and be like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Girls, if you are scribbling in it, you're doing it right. Trust me. I see so many people like, if people saw how I did my planner, they're like, what'd you do? Make up shit? Because that doesn't look like how I do it. Your course said do it this way. And it's like, oh yeah, but I like doing it this way. That's the point. If you like doing it this way, guess what you're doing? You're doing. If it's not working for you, tweak a few things. Don't worry that you're going to do it wrong. Make it work for you. So I designed our planner with two things in mind. How can we get these girls to be more deliberate with their food instead of just doing a bunch of reactionary eating all the time? And how can I get them more deliberate with their thinking so that they can start putting themselves back on the calendar every single day? They can start thinking about their future every single day, and that they can quit waking up each day, dwelling over their past, regretting what they've done, wishing things were different, and just hoping that they make it through another day. My planner will get you out of that kind of bullshit life cycle that sucks. So the things that are in the side, the planner, the one of the most important things is going to be the compelling reason worksheet. I love this little worksheet. It makes coming up with your reason why you're losing weight so much easier, guys. Once you do it, it divides it into the different domains. People have said this has been so helpful for them to be able to figure out like, oh, like I could have reasons for my life. I can have reasons for my, you know, my different areas of my life. So once you do that, guys, I challenge you to put them on some sticky notes. Write them down in your planner every single day. Put the notes in the places that you can see them often, specifically in places where you typically eat, where you typically do go off plan. Have your reasons staring you in the face. So what you write and what you see determines what you eat, guys. I really believe in the power of writing down goals, writing down what we want to think, and writing down what we're willing to commit to each day to eat. I've watched this simple process work like a boss in the tribe so much, and I've seen it work with myself, that I know it's going to help you too. Your brain, it's just got a lot of shit going on in it, y'all. It's got to-do lists, thoughts about your past, it's got your inner critic sitting there, worries about your kids, and just regular assessing the road as you drive down the street. It's got to think about a lot of things all at once. So the more we can write down what's most important to us each day, the foods we're going to eat and what we want out of life, we start giving ourselves chances to make that happen. Because now those thoughts aren't competing with everything else anymore. They got spotlighted and focused on every single day. So I want you guys to put in the chat some ideas. Where are some places that you're going to sticky note and put your whys? And I challenge you guys to where, if you have some clever collection, post that shit in our Facebook group. I would love to see all the neat places you guys are putting your whys. Plus, I'd like to see the neat whys you have. So start your planner now, guys. Don't wait. You do not have to wait for the planner to come. You can go ahead and start writing some stuff just on a piece of paper. Layer in stuff. Guys, in our planner, there's going to be certain things that you're going to see lessons later on in the course. Like when you first get your planner and you open it up for your daily pages, you're going to notice a big blue box. And it's going to talk about a thought download. It's going to have a model. It's going to say unintentional model, intentional model. Guys, that lesson doesn't even start until phase two of the Thinking Thin and No BS. Guess what? I take a wild guess what Corinne would do with those boxes. Oh, she just wouldn't start. Not until she heard about that part. She would shit all over everything else until we got that lesson. Or I would worry so that I was doing it wrong. Well, that's a no. Here's what I would do. Oh, I haven't done that part yet. I'm just going to skip it until we can layer that in. I will tell you, one of the neatest things that you can do with that blue box until you have the lesson where we talk about the model and journaling, it'll be phase two of No BS. Use it for gratitude. What the fuck are you grateful for every day? I think that is one of the best things that we can do for ourselves. I write down five things I'm grateful for every single day. Oprah has had a gratitude journal for like 30 years. The most successful people, Rachel Hollis, there's like all the successful people who have done, especially women who have done great things in this world, every one of them will tell you they have a gratitude practice. And they had a gratitude practice when they were broke and poor and struggling and overcoming their shit. They didn't build a gratitude practice once they arrived. They built a gratitude practice when it freaking mattered. When you were in the beginning of the struggle, when you need it most. Our brain is not designed by Mother Nature to think about what we're grateful for. It is to find problems. So that it keeps our asses from getting ate by a tiger or run over by a car or out of danger. That's our brain's job. Our brain's job is not to make us feel good. Our brain's job is to make sure we get to keep on kicking. So your job as someone who is an elevated human now is to be grateful for shit. Figure out what that is every single day. I don't care if you're just, I will tell you very often, one of the most things that I put down in my journal, about at least three times a week, I will put how grateful I am for Lucy. She is my cat. I love her. I love her like no other. Your gratitude journal does not need to be extravagant things. It can be the littlest things. Sometimes I just feel like I'm very grateful for this hot cup of coffee this morning because mama, was having a hard time waking up, and there's nothing like the sweet ass aroma of some coffee and cream. It just, think about it. Like, everybody in here right now, what are you grateful for? Just something, and it can't, I don't want you to put anything that you're grateful for that's wonderful. I want you to think of something odd as fuck that you're grateful for. Like something wonky that it would be so unexpected. Put that in the comments. Cucumbers. That's it. Toilet paper. We should all be grateful for the toilet paper. I'm grateful for pads because I bleed like a son of a bitch and I need the big ones. All right. Here's what I want you doing. So on the daily with your planner, you'll do a realistic plan each day. You'll come back and you'll assess. The planner walks you through. You just answer questions, guys. You don't have to think about this. You don't have to be clever. You just fill them out. Fill out the journal prompts on the facing page. It's going to ask you, what thought are you working on believing? What's your self-care today? And then leave that blue box and model thing blank until phase two. And you can put your gratitude in there. I think that's a great way for you guys to get started. On the weekly, we weigh in on Fridays here at PNP. We do not have a place where you have to report to us. We do have a place in Facebook where we post it's our weekly weigh-in thread. If you want to post we ask you a few prompts, like how much did you lose or gain this week or maintain? We just want your result. And then we want to know what actions got you there. And so if you will see that on Friday's post, I think it posts at either 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning. And very often our community managers and moderators go in there and they check that thread and they will chat with you and stuff. You're also going to do a weekly plan and assessment. All of these are in the planner. You just follow the planner. That's all you got to do and answer the questions. And then we high five the fuck out of ourselves every single week. We did another week. We showed up for ourselves. We're making this happen. We're figuring it out. No matter what happened this week, guess what? My ass is in the game. Here I am. That deserves some gratitude and a high five every single week. Monthly, you're going to review your habit tracker. There's a habit tracker form in the course. The course will tell you how to do it. You're going to assess your month. And you're going to set the new goals for the next month. It's that easy. This is what I do. I journal every single morning and I assess the day before. So I do it in one shot. I don't have to get my planner out multiple times a day. Sunday, that's my planning day. I love getting up early. I get up for everybody else on the weekends, just like I do every other day. I drink my coffee and I'm in planning palooza. I love nothing better than figuring out my week because I know how much ease and how much less stress I'm going to have through the week when I'm making decisions for myself ahead of time. And then I'm the first of the month club. I like to do my monthly planning and monthly assessment on the first day of the month just because it's easy. Some people like the last Sunday. Some people like to pick the last day of the month, whatever it is for you. I would just pick this one consistent day and I would go at it. Same thing with the weekly. Whatever day you want to plan and stuff, go for it. It's all up to you. I would just pick, choose, and get consistent. The third step is the No BS weight loss, guys. No BS helps you build confidence and a sense of ease with food so you can experience weight loss that lasts. This is going to be everything you're going to need to know about weight loss, guys. Everything. The No BS weight loss course is step three. You just click on the big pink button that says start the No BS weight loss course. It is also on the menu. It will say No BS. That will also take you straight to the course. This course is self-paced like everything else. Again, you are going to run your own race, guys. I'd rather you take your time and do things than to listen to every damn word I say, love me to death, sit back agreeing, and don't do shit. Agreeing isn't doing. You can agree when you see results from all that good shit that I'm teaching you. Phase one of No BS is going to be all about losing weight. In this lesson, we're going to talk all about the four basics and the specifics on how to make them easy for you to implement in your life. You'll learn how to spot old food rules so that they're not interfering with your basics. And we go into mistakes and how to deal with weekends. I really tried to make sure the first lessons address what you need most when you start. So we focus on the four basics, and I teach you to them in such an easy way that you can start navigating the shit that's been throwing you off your weight loss game for a long time. If you learn how to go from someone who quits when they don't do it right to assessing and trying again, if you start learning how to make weekends easier to get through, and you learn how to suspend some of your old food rules so that you can implement your basics, I'm going to tell you, a lot of the work gets so much easier for you. So the helpful tools that are in this section, because I wanted to make sure you have as many things done for you as you could in this program. So we have cheat sheets and samples and all kinds of stuff. What I really wanted was for you to go through this and help you breathe a sigh of relief, because you're like, oh, I see exactly what you're talking about. You've already filled it out for me. I see exactly what you mean. Or you've given me a worksheet that helps me identify, like, oh, now I know what the problem is, because I never really knew what the problem was. We give you some sample realistic plans in this phase. The hunger scale, how to eat out, and how to plan. We have cheat sheets for all of those already filled out with stuff for you. You have two worksheets called the diet rules and food plan worksheets that help you figure out what your diet rules are, and so that they're not tripping you up. And then the food plan worksheet helps you start identifying all the different kinds of foods you're going to allow yourself to eat. It includes going out to eat. It includes, like, guys, it's all on there. The categories are crazy. Y'all are going to read it and be like, what? This is a diet? It absolutely is. This is the missing piece. I think that food plan worksheet might be one of the best things that we have. Also, there's a discovery worksheet. You will fill out a discovery worksheet, and we'll be taught how to do it after every single overeat that you have. The discovery worksheet is what changes people. My biggest losers, people who have lost 90, 100 more pounds, even the girls that have only had to have lost 10 pounds when they come to PNP, they will have 50 to 100 discovery worksheets done. Because by the end of all those overeats and refining and learning and tweaking, they have developed such an amazing relationship with food, and they've been able to lose weight all the way through the process. I still do discovery worksheets 15 years later. What I need you to start believing is that you can overeat and learn, versus I overeat and that means I can't lose weight. It absolutely doesn't. Phase two is all about thinking thin. In this lesson, you're going to learn how to journal in a way that leaves you feeling some relief. We're going to talk about a simple way to start leaving that fat girl thinking in the dust. I'm going to introduce you to something called the model, which is those blue boxes at the bottom of your PNP planner. And we're going to learn how to let go of self-judgment of how you think about yourself, about what you think, and all the things. So many of us crash and burn with journaling for two reasons, and I really address this in this particular phase of No BS. We judge ourselves for our thinking. So we will think something like, oh my gosh, I'm so fat, I'll never lose weight. And then you'll know that that's a thought. Then you'll go to, oh my God, I must be crazy or broken for thinking this, right? I always love it when somebody says, right, like, you know, please agree with me that I'm batshit crazy. Like, do you really want people to do that or no? You want people to tell you you're normal for thinking that shit. And we also don't journal because we think it's about digging up our old scars and our old wounds and all those bones that are mysteriously in some closet somewhere. Guys, there's no old scars. There's no deep wounds. I don't care what's happened in your past. I'm going to tell you right now, I got girls who have had all kinds of things happen. What you're going to learn in this lesson is super simple. Every thought we have about our past, no matter what happened, is current and fresh today about the past. If you don't like your past or you don't like your thoughts, then what you're going to learn how to do in this part of the course is to start making changes to your current thinking about all the old shit so that you get to feel better today. So for example, I want to give you a very personal example on this. I carried a lot of shame around my depression and suicide attempt at 17. If you don't know about all of that, you can go to the public podcast. I have a whole podcast on when I attempted suicide and what was going on for me back then. And for years, y'all, I insisted that I was broken or that I had this lifelong struggle with depression that I was always going to have. And what I really realized after I started thinking about it is that I was creating so much sadness every time I thought like that. Every time I thought about being broken or that my suicide attempt was shameful or that I was going to have a lifelong struggle, I was like, oh my God, it feels so heavy and so miserable. It felt really true until I realized I really was going to have to start thinking differently about this. If I wanted to feel better, if I wanted to feel good today, if I wanted to heal myself, I was going to have to think differently about myself. So I just like asked myself, what if it wasn't going to be my lifelong struggle anymore? What if it was just something that happened in the past? My suicide attempt was something that happened that doesn't get a say-so in who I choose to be today. Just thinking that one thing really helped me think about who I wanted to be today and who I really wanted to be tomorrow based on what I wanted for myself and based on my dreams. It was when I really made a shift from doing things on and like basically creating like everything that I did in the present day based on who I used to be. I didn't want to be her anymore. If I didn't want to be her, I had to start thinking different. I had to be willing to just let go of the story I had around her. And that was it. So the helpful tools in the journaling section is done for you journal prompts. We have a lot of journal prompts there. For those of you who get stuck with journaling and don't know what to journal on, there's done for you journal prompts in the planner and in the course. We have a processing your feelings worksheet. A lot of you come here and you're like, oh my God, I haven't felt for years, Corinne. Like, I don't know about this. I don't even know how to feel my feelings. Processing your feelings worksheet walks you through how to do that. There's also the feelings cheat sheet, where when you're at a loss for how you feel, you can go and you can look at lots of different words to see which one sounds like it could be it. And then one of my favorite worksheets in this section is the actions that make weight loss easy worksheet. This is where we start teaching you things you can be doing that you never even considered could be easy to help you lose weight. Who would have thought? This gets you into the mindset of going from it has to be hard and consuming and overwhelming and too much to, oh, well, if I was going to make it easy, here's some things I would do. And then the last one is called the new perspective worksheet, which is kind of what I just walked you through with my suicide attempt. This worksheet helps you start adopting new perspectives on your weight and on your weight loss. And how do you want to be thinking about this process and this journey? Not just how are you thinking about it? We know most of us are thinking kind of stinks right now. It's time to level up. And this worksheet really helps you with the leveling up process. So I want to know what is one thing that you are most looking forward to with journaling at PNP. Now, phase three is overcoming overeating. In this part of the process, we start learning how the brain works with overeating so you can feel relief and understanding versus judgment and frustration around overeating. And then we start talking about the best methods for unwinding eating habits that have just got to go at this point. So these lessons are money, but you really need, this is like, I think phase three is the most tempting to start with, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to jump in there with that overeating shit because I really need to learn how to process my urges. This is it. No, go in order. You need phase one and two first, guys. They lay the foundation. Learning the basics, planning and tracking when you have your overeats, and understanding your mind and your emotions around food makes these lessons work like a boss for you. You'll want to see, you need to go into the overeating lessons with a collection of what's not working so that you know what you need to deal with so that you can start spotting patterns and stuff. That's what this phase is all about. So the helpful tools in this one are going to be the understanding overeating worksheet. It starts kind of breaking down how we got here. We have one called the planned binge worksheet. This is for people who are really struggling with like binge eating at night, binge eating at some time during the day where you're really overeating and it's like the same all the time. You just feel like you're on a hamster wheel with it. The planned binge worksheet walks you through how to do that. We're not going to not binge. We're actually going to plan the binge and we're going to do it in a whole new way. I advise you though, go through all of No BS up to this point. Don't jump to this one again. This one works best when you've been through all the other material first. We also have a cravings cheat sheet. So in this lesson, we will give you a cheat sheet on sometimes when we just have physical cravings for food, it could mean that you are lacking these nutrients. And so that allows you to say like, oh, maybe I can start including some of these food in some of my meal plans and see if that helps alleviate some of those cravings. My favorite worksheets from this area is the pre, post, and successful urge worksheets. So we have done a lot of work and research on urges for food and overeating and PNP. And what these worksheets is like when you feel a food urge come on, you do a pre-urge worksheet. I promise you, if you start doing these things, you are going to see your relationship with food change dramatically. Post-urge, like, and this is for people who are like, I'm just determined to solve my overeating. That's me. I'm the girl. I'm the girl who's determined to solve this. Yeah, like some people say, well, this seems like a lot of work. It's like, yeah, how much work is it to keep sitting around not liking things? How much work is it to sit around and not be able to do the things you want? To have to construct your life in such a way that you're not getting to your weight? That's a lot of work. So we have worksheets that are all designed around making urges easier to uncover, easier to sit through, and easier to bust. We have something called a tedious and powerful worksheet. You'll see that when you get to that lesson. This is all about you take a food that you think has control over you and you're going to eat it with a worksheet. It changes the game. And then we have an overeating tips cheat sheet where we have taken a lot of the tips from our most successful clients and we've given you a cheat sheet on things that they said have worked with them on getting past a lot of their overeating. And then the final phase is phase 4, 20 to lifetime. In this lesson, we have strategies for the final stages of weight loss, how to bust stalls and old thinking around a changing body, and how to successfully move into a maintenance life that feels really, really good. And so the things that go on in this, what I want to say about phase 4 is you do not have to be in maintenance, and you do not have to only have 20 pounds left to lose in order to get some value out of this phase. Once you go through the first three phases, you are welcome to finish it out with phase 4. It is fine, guys. But in this one, we have the uncovering your maintenance range worksheet, recalibrating worksheet. This is for people who are like on stalls and plateaus, an experimentation worksheet. Like, how do you start experimenting with adding some, like, maybe I'm going to add in a little extra. Maybe I want to start eating to a 3 instead of a 2 now that I'm in maintenance. We have a worksheet on all that. A lot of people, like people will say like, oh my God, you've lost all this weight. Tell me what you've been doing. The how to explain your diet cheat sheet. This is a big thing for people. Like a lot of our girls get very overwhelmed with how many people are noticing their weight loss and wanting information and all this stuff. And so we give you a cheat sheet on how do you deal with other people's opinions about your weight loss and all the things. And then we talk about setting a new goal that has nothing to do with weight loss. One of the biggest things that I've watched people crash and burn with maintenance on through other programs when they come into mine is they lose their weight and they've never dreamed of anything else and they've lost basically their purpose. Weight loss was their big purpose. And when they don't have it, they look around and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't have anything else. And so we really work with you on how do you set a new goal and start doing other things so that you don't recreate a weight loss program so that you have your hobby back. So know this, focus on the No BS weight loss, guys. Everything else, like your bonus courses, the Facebook, all the calls, they are there to support things you learn inside of No BS. They aren't going anywhere. So layer optional content only as you see the need. And then here are some of the ways that we support you along the ways, guys. Every Sunday, you are going to get a massive action newsletter. The massive action line every single week will tell you about the upcoming calls for the week, and it has easy steps for you to do each week to keep you focused on something important in weight loss. Very often we'll do some challenges, or we always like to stage things a little bit each week to where we give you small bites of like, okay, do this. If you're busy with your No BS, you can just ignore the steps that we put in there. You just keep doing the No BS. But one day you graduate from No BS and you're going to be like, woohoo, I get some, every single week I get something from PNP telling me exactly how to make weight loss important and beneficial this week. And then you can never be behind in PNP. You can only be where you are in the direction you choose to move in. So just read the massive action line, and then whatever's in there, either do what's in there or be like, no, I'm focused on No BS. It's just a choice. We also have Ask Coaches. Here's where you can get answers from our coaches. So if you go to our pnptribe.com membership site and you go to the top where it says Get Coached, you will find the Ask Coaches section. You will ask a coach your question. You type it in. It's all anonymous. All of this is on the webpage so that you do not have to worry that, I need to write all this down. It's all on the website. I'm just saying it out loud. We answer questions Monday through Friday. Sometimes we're answering on the weekends, but my girls like to have some time off, just so you know. And we try to have everything answered within 24 to 48 hours. So when you ask your question, all you're going to do is you are going to go back to Get Coached in 24 to 48 hours. You are going to go to the Recent Answers section. Look for the title of your question, click on it, and then you can read the coach's response. The nice thing about this is it's all anonymous. So if you have something really personal and you don't want everybody to know who you are, no one will know, including us. We do not track at all who is posting what. I have no way of knowing. Like if I'm answering questions, I have no way of knowing that you asked a question. We keep it anonymous for that reason. But it's up to you to come back and look for your answer. We do not email you because we don't know who you are. The other thing to know is not only is it anonymous, but there's a lot of really good information on this. We keep, I think, the most recent 500 questions all the time. So a lot of people like to just go and read to learn. Like for especially for those of you who like learn really well through reading, there are so many good things in the Ask Coaches section of just like, ooh, I can read and learn from other people's unique situations. And then here's how else we support you along the way. We have group coaching calls and Q&As. So we have a done-for-you calendar inside of PNP Tribe. If you go to Get Coached, you're going to go to the training calendar. And you will see that we have our calendar with all of our calls pre-scheduled for you at all times. You can subscribe to this calendar. We advise you not to download it. There are two options. You can download the calendar or you can subscribe. If you subscribe and we change something for some reason, like every now and then one of us gets sick or something happens and we have to change something that's like 2 months from now. And if you're not subscribed, it won't update on a downloaded calendar. Think of a download as like I went, picked it off the shelf, and I would have to come to your house and write in the book and make the change. If you're subscribed, it just automatically populates. So make sure that you are just subscribing. But it will hook up to your Google calendars and all that kind of stuff. But all of our calls are always listed here so that you know what calls are happening and when. So you can like attend them live if you want to. But you never have to, guys. Honestly, 80% of the tribe has never attended a live call. They listen in the private member podcast or they watch the videos. They like to just do it on their own time so that while the call's going, if they want to take notes, if they don't do it live, guess what they can do? Pause, rewind, listen to a spot again. That's why the majority of people don't come on live. So don't feel like you have to be there live to be getting your value. You just need to be getting your value in any way that best suits you. The replays for all of these will always be up within 24 to 48 hours. Usually 24, but just in case Sadie's off, we do 48. We also have community for you guys. This is all optional. Remember, you got to get through step 1, 2, and 3 first. With community, you have a Facebook group. We've got subgroups. And we have an accountability partner program for you. Do not use the community unless you're ready to use community. Guys, community is not for everyone. But for those of you who jam on community, get up in there. Get to posting and talking. For some of you, you just want to be the person who watches. Like you, it's like going to a football game. It's like, I don't want to play or be a cheerleader, but you know what I'd like to do? Just sit in the stands with my popcorn and watch it go. That's fine too. You don't ever have to post in our community to be a part of our community. And then we've got one last bonus that we're doing this time that we've never done before. Because I really believe in the power of 60. We are doing something called First 60 Days with Corinne Crabtree. There will be 60 days of small chunk videos that will release each day at 7 o'clock. And sometimes it's going to be like a screen graphic. It's going to be like, you know, you can post your why with this and stuff like that. But I want you to have like a onboarding experience like no other. So if you want a little bit of me every single day, we are giving you like a small bite. Like I will, like there's going to be one day where I'm going to show you how my, like how we do our water. There'll be a day where I'm actually going to weigh in and bring you guys live with me. So we're going to do some little bitty videos like that to kind of like break down things in small bites. The nice thing is there's no rhyme or reason to these videos. You do not need to be like, oh my God, I'm not listening in order. It's like day 5 and I didn't hear day 1 through 4. Skip them. Doesn't matter. They're not in any kind of order. We're basically just like, what are the 60 things people need to know most in order to lose weight? That does not need a sequence. You cannot get behind with these. If you never listen to a single one, it won't matter. They never even existed before today. So the first 60 is just a gift to you. You get to use it as much as you want or as little as you want. They will be located in the video replays page on pnptribe.com. So if you do want to watch them and you want to watch them in order or you want to watch most recent, you can go to the video replay page on PNP. It's in the menu at the top. If you look at the top, it'll say video replays. Click on that. First 60 days with Corinne is a button and all of those will be there. It's also going to be downloaded into your private member podcast every single day. And we are also posting it inside the Facebook so that if you want to be in the Facebook group and you would like to chat about those things with other people, you can go to the video and you can chat. All you have to do, if you look at topics inside of our Facebook group, there that's called hashtag first 60 days. You'll be able to click on the topics and it should bring up those posts. And I believe we're putting them in the units too. We try to organize it every which way that we can to make things easy for you guys to find. So it's almost like you just about have to trip over it. So the last thing I want to know is what kind of PNP chick are you going to be? Number one, there's the minimum baseline chick. You use your planner every single day. This is perfect for somebody who has a busy schedule, y'all. So you're using your planner every day and you're taking the no BS course. You're just like, I'm going through no BS. I'm going to do the worksheets at my own pace and I'm going to re-listen as I need. If I have a question, I will be going to the Ask Coaches. Your job is to keep it simple. Use your planner each day on your own. That's it. Boom, boom, and done. Ask questions, planner, no BS. You don't do anything else. You don't do the live calls. You're not listening to archives. Fuck that first 60. You don't need it. Ain't got time to surf Facebook groups for sure. You're thriving on the self-study, and you're making sure that you're doing exactly what you need to do to succeed. And once you're comfortably done with no BS, you're the kind of person that's going to listen to 1 or 2 calls from the replays each month. You're layering in anything you want, and you're just like hanging out, making sure that you can lose your weight for good. Or you may be my moderation mama. And my moderation mama is someone who can make a little bit more time to use the supporting systems in PMP Tribe. So the first thing you're doing is using your PMP planner every single day. You're going through the no BS and the worksheets at your own pace. You're re-listening as you need. You're asking any questions you have in Ask Coaches or in Facebook. You listen to or you attend a live call once a week. Not all the calls, just one of the calls. And you start considering possibly getting an accountability partner. You are in the mindset of, I'm going to do the no BS and the planner, but I want to use a few of the other resources also while I'm in PMP. I'm going to plan to spend 30 to 60 minutes a week listening to recorded calls while I'm completing the no BS. You are probably someone who does best watching and interacting just enough to put your toe in the water. And then you visit the Facebook group so that you can read, and you might post a little bit, but you may post none. But that's how you're extrapolating some of the extras that we have in PNP to make it work. And then we have our deep dive divas. Our deep dive divas, this is perfect for someone who is ready to cannonball into the deep end of the PNP tribe pool. She's like, set aside my floaties and my wingers. I'm ready to go all in. She's going to use her planner every single day, just like the other two. She's going to go through no BS and the worksheets and re-listen, just like the other two. She's going to be asking her questions in Facebook and Ask Coaches, just like the other two. She, on the other hand, is going to listen to and attend all the calls that she wants. She's not going to be overwhelmed at all. She's just like, you know what? I got time. Let's go. Push play. She's going to get an accountability partner and likely a whole posse. This usually deep dive divas have 2 to 3 accountability groups running at any given moment. You likely have a lot of time in the car, or you're at a place in your life where you get to set aside time to study. You get a time to start really focusing on you. And you also tend to be one of those people who thrive on the interaction and being heavily involved. Like, that's really important to you and your success. And you want to use everything you can. So you plan to spend all the time you want each week listening to our recorded calls while completing the OBS course. And that's fine. Visit the support, visit the Facebook group and the community, and you just post away. So there's no right or wrong. I want you to see how PNP is really set up for whichever level you are. And I want you to own who you are. I don't want you to be like, oh, one's better than the other. There is no better than here at PNP. Get that bullshit right out of your head. I don't tolerate people treating each other better than, and I'm sure for sure not going to allow you to treat yourself that way either. So we stop that shit dead stop today. All right, guys, it's Q&A time. Let me pull me up. Let me see. Start my video. All right. Let me move my Q&A over here. Oh, good. It looks like Betsy must be doing a great job. So if y'all have a question that I have not answered yet, you can put it over into the Q&A box and I'll get it. I'm wondering how much time there should be between my last meal and going to sleep. Oh, I answered that in the beginning. It does not matter. Does not matter at all. I just know that for me, that if I eat too close, like I did last night, guys, I got to be straight up honest. I ate really late last night. We worked really late. You know, when we're welcoming newbies and doing all the things, there's a lot of tech that goes on here, and these presentations don't build themselves. So I still do all my own presentations, y'all, including my amazing graphics. I would like you to know every picture you saw in there, I did myself. But I ate right before I went to bed. And I have a ring that literally tracks my sleep for me. It tells me how great a sleep I got and everything. And this morning, it shamed me. It told me that I must have done something that sucked because I didn't sleep good last night. So I don't eat before I go to sleep for that reason, but not because there's an optimum weight loss involved. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so thankful that you made that mind shift, that shift in your mindset to love yourself, so you are able to show us how much to love ourselves. I battled with eating disorders and a lot of mean thoughts toward myself, and you've shown me that is some bullshit thinking. Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Where did I get my jacket? I got this at it's Paradiso in the Mandalay Bay. It's a store there. I think you can go online. I love this jacket. I swear to God, we were at the pool after a long day of, like, seriously, it was drinking and all the things in Vegas. That's what Chris and I like to do during the summer. And I go to this shop more times than I ever need to. And they have, like, very unique clothes, right? There was another shirt that I got from there that has like these like gold scales down one side of my arm. I feel like Khaleesi of the Game of Thrones when I wear it. And I was getting that shirt, and right as we were checking out, I saw this jacket. I was like, oh, I went and tried it on and loved it. And so they didn't have my size, so they had to order it from another store and ship it to me. But I love this jacket too. And it's not like one of those jackets you can just wear anywhere. So I like to wear it for some of my calls and all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate that y'all love it. I'm craving chocolate, and I don't even like chocolate. Well, just remind yourself, I don't like chocolate. I may have a craving for it, but that's okay. Go to that cravings worksheet over in the No BS Phase 3 and see what that's what that is telling you about a vitamin deficiency. Can the 60-day goal be to just show up and do the planner without a weight goal? It doesn't have to have, like, it can be that, but let me tell you how to make that very specific, Kendra. Rather than saying, I'm just going to show up. So what is showing up? What does doing the planner mean? 60 completed planners, top to bottom. Whatever, like, you need to define what showing up is, and it needs to have a number attached to it. Like, guys, the worst goals are the ones that are all like, I'm going to do better. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get my shit together. I'm going to organize my house. Like, no, tell me, how many rooms are going to get organized? Which ones? Like, that's what I want for you, okay? This is an Oura Ring, O-U-R-A. For the habit tracker, do you only mark follow 24 plan if you did it exact? Like, what if you had one piece of candy not on plan? That's a no. You know why? It is not so that you can feel bad about yourself, Paula. It's so that your future self completely understands what it took to get here. The last thing you're going to want, guys, is half-assed data. So, like, if you eat, like, let's say we're eating, like, it's just a little piece of candy. I want you to think about the habit that you're forming. The just a little bit syndrome is okay. Yeah, well, just a little bit is not okay when you only have 20 pounds to lose, because all those little bits of candy you haven't been tracking, guess what? I'm doing all the things. I don't know why my weight loss has stalled, because you don't have a record of what you've been doing. What do I do if I planned for one restaurant for lunch, but we end up going to another restaurant? I planned well, but did I follow my 24 plan or not? That one right there, I would just put no and put a note in there. Say, I didn't follow my 24-hour plan. The restaurants changed, just so that you know. That's it. It's not like, you know, even if you put yes, you don't get to feel good about it. It just is. That's what I want you guys to think about your tracking. It's not to feel good or bad. It's to track. It's to have knowledge. It's to have accurate data so that you can decide what's working and what's not and feel really good about the plans you're going to make based on that. I'm a newbie, still doing the first phase of No BS. Everybody's probably in the first phase of No BS. I hope so. What worksheet do I do when I overeat and I have not gone through the Discovery Worksheet module or any of the model teachings? I would just be noting it in your planner for now. You don't have to worry about doing the Discovery Worksheet yet. If you want to go and you want to print one off, it's very self-explanatory. You absolutely can, and you can start that now. But guys, that's up to you. For a lot of you, when you look at the planner, I keep like throwing my glasses on and off. Did I follow my 24-hour plan? Why or why not? That's going to tell you what happened, right? What will I do tomorrow to make weight loss easy? If you're having overeats and you notice a pattern, what can make it easier to be able to stick to your plan? It's not going to be like, try again, try again, try again. It's going to be like, what can I do to make tomorrow's easier? Something I did right today, what patterns in my eating and my overeat are in my eating, am I noticing? That will give you enough data for now for overeats until you get to those lessons, and that will be fine. But there's no right or wrong. If you want to print some discovery worksheets off now and start doing them, they're very self-explanatory. You could go ahead and start doing them. What book am I reading now? Oh, Lord, I'm reading three books. Entree Leadership by Dave Ramsey. I am reading Story Worthy by Matthew Dix. It's a lot of business books. And The Last Word on Power by Stacey Goss, I think is her name. I'm reading those three books right now. I've been reading so much health books the last few months. I'm getting ready to teach a 6-day in-person training for all these people that signed up. It's a closed thing. It's happening at the end of this month. But I've been reading so many books for them that I was really needing to switch gears to some business. Let's see. What is a PNP mentor and the difference between mentors and coaches? Coaches are like on staff. So like the coaches, they're all certified. They're going to do the calls and stuff. Mentors are people in the tribe who have either lost weight or been around for a long time and really believe in PNP. They've been around at least for 1 year or more. They've had some success. And they just want to volunteer their time to be in the Facebook and help out. They're closest to your experience because most of them are still losing their weight. They're still actively involved in the process. They also come to camps. And so when we have a camp, a mentor takes a group of about 20 people and they hook them up for camp accountability. So that people get to know each other and stuff. And then while we're all at camp, the mentors help run camp with me. They do a lot of the behind the scenes work. They sit at the tables so that while we're at camp, people have people to like a mentor at every single table that's familiar with things. So that's what mentors are. When planning for a snack, can I plan multiple snacks? Yep. Doesn't matter. Currently scrubbing my tub. Which reminds me of activity. I know it's about 80% what you eat, but what about exercise? What's your suggestion? Nikki, go to the planner course. There's an exercise class. All right. I'm going to take just a few more questions, guys. Okay. I don't always feel hunger. Sometimes my stomach growls and other times it doesn't. I have not been eating much the past few days because of this. Today, I have been exhausted, foggy, and very dizzy. Almost fell when I stand up. You need to eat more then. Your body is telling you you're actually hungry. If you're dizzy, that's a hunger signal. I'm drinking enough water to make my urine, so I know it's not dehydration. My old diet mentality is telling myself I need to eat because I haven't eaten very much. However, because I don't feel hungry, I think you are hungry. I want you to go to the No BS, go to the hunger scale, and print off signs of hunger. You're just going to need to pay attention. Like my stomach never growls, ever. If I waited for my stomach to growl, guys, I would be as thin as this like stick. It just won't. I mean, I have to go like a day without food before my stomach would growl. It just won't. I have other signs of hunger. Like very often I get really tired when I'm hungry. Like I notice I can't pay attention anymore. Like I'm like not as focused and I'm tired and I feel like even my breathing gets a little heavy. That's when I know that I'm in hunger. So it's just continue to listen. Okay. I make daily and weekly plans. I include several snack options so that I'm on plan, whether I choose a banana or yogurt. Is this okay? Yeah. I have heard Corinne say that we need to stay on plan. Avoid making substitutions. If I'm making good substitutions, does it matter how often this happens in a week? I would just make plans. Here's the thing. The reason why I don't want you making substitutions, especially in the beginning, guys, is that yes, if you're choosing a banana or an apple, that's great. But what I've noticed is that in the beginning, especially, we just need to get really consistent in doing what we say we're going to do, because it is really easy when you've battled with your weight for your entire life to start with, well, it's a healthy substitute. And then apple becomes an apple with caramel dip. And an apple with caramel dip becomes apple crisp. And apple crisp become pop chips. And pop chips become whatever it is I want. So it's like, it's that slippery slope. What I really want you guys to do is like really practice some discipline in planning. So if you know you're the kind of person who's going to say like, okay, I'm going to give myself five options of snacks because I don't really know yet what I'm going to want. I would rather you put down five and say, and this is the list of which I can choose from versus putting down one thing saying, ooh, I don't want that. I'd really like to have this. It's not about the apple versus the banana. It's about practicing the thought, I don't want this. I'd like to have that. Because that might grow into something that's not going to help you lose weight one day. What do you consider the first day of your week? Mine is Sunday. I'd go Sunday through Saturday every single week. I weigh in on Friday, but my plan is Sunday through Saturday. There's no right or wrong. Just adapt everything to how you like it, guys. What's your rule on drinking a beverage when eating? I love iced tea. I drink all the way through. I usually kill one of these sometimes while I'm eating. I'm a very thirsty individual. If I don't eat all I planned at a meal because I listened to my hunger scale and stopped, is that a no for following my 24 plan? No, that's a yes. I assume no, as I'm learning to listen to what my body and it's that you followed your plan. If you stop eating because you're done, you followed your plan. Following your plan is about eating what you said you would eat. And then there's the hunger scale. So if you followed your 24 plan, it's like, did I stick with the foods I said I would eat? That's what we do. And then there's the hunger scale. There's the box down here. It says hunger scale done. Yes or no. Did I follow my hunger scale all day long? Yes or no. If I eat from a -3 to a +2, does that count as not following my 24-hour plan? I think that's fine. You're not always going to be able to start your eating exactly when you want to, guys. The goal is to always be looking out for your -2. Most of the time we get to control things, but then there are times we can't, and there are some people who do jobs that can't, and that's okay. The biggest thing that I want you guys to do is to make sure that you are just thinking about, all right, sometimes I end up going to a -3 or -4 because of my job, but that doesn't mean I eat past a +2. So I either need to eat a little bit more so I'm not at a -3. That's what I'm learning, or I can tolerate it. That's what I'm learning. I've been doing a general realistic plan while waiting for my planner to arrive since Wednesday. I've ate on plan, did not break plan, think I ate to a +2. I know I never felt stuffed or full, but my question is, with realistic planning past few months prior to joining PMP, I ate like crap, anything I wanted. And as much as I wanted, past few days, I did not eat my sweets like I had been doing. I did not want them, so I did not plan them. But scared when the craving comes, how I'm going to react. I tend to have all or nothing thinking. If you're not wanting them right now, don't plan for them. And then when you want them again, then plan for them. That's all you have to do. Let's keep it real simple and less drama. Your brain's going to, this is going to be a problem. This is going to be a problem. This is going to be a problem. Rather than, hey, it's great that right now I don't want the sweets. So I'm going to ride the wave. And then when I want to have sweets, guess what? I'm going to ride the wave and put them right back on my plan. Because I'm going to be somebody who follows my plan. Does doing a swap of an equivalent food, like carrots for broccoli, count as eating plan? We already talked about that. When you lost weight for the final time, was journaling and planning a piece that really helped? Absolutely. I've been journaling since I was 9 years old. I have been a journaler all my life. I think it's one of the things that, when I look back, especially at my 20s, when I was so overweight and when I was so miserable, it's probably what kept me from attempting suicide again. Being able to just write about my thoughts. Being able to get it out of my head and not letting it just sink in. Are there any suggestions for ladies with PCOS in the tribe? I am battling with restrictions. Shay, I would join the subgroup called PNP Special Diets. There's a lot of ladies with PCOS over there and who are doing special diets because of health conditions. What about last minute plans and grabbing a coffee while out or something? Do you just skip it? I usually do. I can go have a good time without needing to eat. Maybe it was Saturday. Before we opened, it was Saturday. I went to dinner with my boys. I wasn't hungry. Guess what I did? I sat there. I drank water and I enjoyed my conversation with my son. You know what my son wants? He doesn't give a shit when I'm eating. You know what my son really loves? When his mama has his undivided, or when I give him my undivided attention. It's even better sometimes when I don't eat. Now, if I was hungry, I'd throw down my salad like a boss. If somebody wants me to go out for coffee, I just get coffee. I mean, I can have all the coffee I want. I'm just not going to jackload it with a bunch of shit. I think we have to stop thinking that we have to accept invitations to eat. Let's accept invitations to enjoy other people. Wondering if folks on here are plant-based and have lost weight. I think so. I would go to the special diets group. That's where they'll be hanging out there and in the foodies group. Is there a grief group? We don't have a grief group, but we have plenty of people who are going through things. So if you just post that in the Facebook group, you will find some people, and you guys probably could hook up and maybe even like talk offline or something along those lines. We have a lot of people who've recently lost all kinds of we've had husbands. We actually had unfortunately, one of our tribe members passed away right before Christmas. So she was in one of our accountability groups, but for sure we have some stuff. Do you keep your journals? I used to, and I just don't anymore. I have a few journals that I have kept from back in the day, but these journals, I don't keep them anymore. Once I'm done, what I like to do is I like to go through and see what I learned about myself. And I note that in one place, just like a short little blurb. And that's how I kind of keep a record of just things that I'm learning about me and stuff like that. But I don't keep old journals anymore. I have a dairy allergy, but end up cheating with dairy all the time. So you don't really have a dairy allergy. Right? I would just rather say, I notice that I feel like crap when I eat dairy, and I'm either going to choose to feel like crap or not. In fact, that is primarily my binge food. My allergy is not anaphylactic, but just has long-term bad effects. Should I join the special diets group? I would join the special diets group for sure, Christy, but I'd get real clear. I'd quit calling it a dairy allergy, because if it was a true dairy allergy, you'd stop. A lot of you need to do this. Like, people will tell me, like, I can't have dairy. It's like, sure you can. You just binged on it. You just proved that wrong. That's why your brain doesn't believe you when you say it. It's like, I either choose to have it or I don't. And when I choose to have it, here's the price I pay. And when I choose to not have it, here's the price I pay. Like, I feel a little restricted sometimes because of how I'm thinking. Or I feel like I'm missing out because of how I'm thinking. Or I shit my pants because I can't do dairy. But here's what I gain when I don't do dairy. Because you're not probably gaining much from eating the dairy. Insomnia's killing me. How do you address sleeping issues? I would for sure, Monica, post that in the Facebook group, because I don't have insomnia, but we got plenty of people who have been working through it, and they have all kinds of information over there. I take sleep remedies. Some people it works for, some people it don't. There's just like, I would read the book Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson. It's really good. But I would totally talk about that in the Facebook group. That's going to be the power of the community, because you're going to have people over there who've actually experienced insomnia and be able to help you. All right, guys, that's all. Y'all cleaned me out. That's it. Y'all have an amazing, amazing start to PNP. We are thrilled you're here. The doors are going to shut tonight at 8:00. And all them other people are going to be sitting around in the cold, dark world without us, where we keep the heater running here in the PNP tribe cave. So you guys, welcome so much. We're really glad you're here. Enjoy things. Like, take it all in. Ask questions. Pace yourself. And we're going to help you lose this weight. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.